I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Hundreds of Muslim worshippers are reported to have died in Saudi Arabia due to searing heat at the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. The Saudi government hasn't released any figures, but several countries have confirmed the deaths of their citizens. More details from Alim Makbul.
There is a lot of walking involved during the day. It is hot at the best of times, but we heard that temperatures reached nearly 52 degrees Celsius. And so it would not be surprising if there is more in terms of the number of people who died this year as compared to last year. And last year, we were still talking about more than 500 people that we know of who died. And those figures came eventually, many weeks after the pilgrimage was over, from individual countries. And even with data missing, we know that hundreds died last year.
Canada has become the latest Western country to list the Iranian Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organisation. Opposition politicians and members of the Iranian diaspora have spent years calling for the change. It means thousands of senior government officials in Iran will be barred from entering Canada. The announcement was made by the Public Safety Minister, Dominic LeBlanc.
This action sends a strong message that Canada will use all of the tools at its disposal to combat the terrorist entity of the IRGC. The Iranian regime has consistently displayed disregard for human rights, both inside and outside of Iran, as well as a willingness to destabilize the international rules-based order.
The leader of Hezbollah has warned that the Lebanese Islamist movement will fight without rules and without limits if a wider conflict with Israel breaks out. Hassan Nasrallah also issued a warning to Cyprus, saying it would be treated as a warring party if it allowed Israeli warplanes to use its bases to attack Lebanon. Louisiana has become the first U.S. state to order every public school classroom to display a poster of the Bible's Ten Commandments. The legislation says the commandments should be in a large, easily readable font, describing them as foundational documents of the national government. This report from Will Vernon.
Louisiana's controversial new law says that all state educational institutions, from nursery schools to universities, must have the Ten Commandments on display by the start of next year. The state's governor, Jeff Landry, claimed the commandments contained valuable lessons for students. "If you want to respect the rule of law," he said, "you've got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses." But the bill will almost certainly be challenged in court, as the US Constitution explicitly prohibits the government from favouring one religion over another.
This is the World News from the BBC. Vladimir Putin is in the Vietnamese capital Hanoi on the second stage of an East Asian tour that's being seen as a demonstration of the diplomatic support Russia still enjoys in the region. He's due to meet Vietnam's new president, Tô Lâm, and other Communist Party leaders. The US has criticised the visit as providing a platform for Mr. Putin to promote his war of aggression in Ukraine. On Wednesday, Mr. Putin signed a mutual defence agreement with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, on his first visit to Pyongyang for more than 20 years. Ecuador has suffered a nationwide blackout. The acting energy minister, Roberto Luque, said a transmission line had failed. The authorities are in the process of gradually restoring supplies. Rory Gallimore reports.
The power cut was sudden. Traffic lights went out. People were left stuck in lifts. And trains in the capital, Quito, ground to an abrupt halt, with passengers forced to evacuate the subway system. Ecuador has already suffered energy problems this year. It largely relies on hydroelectric dams, and a drought in April led the government to introduce rolling blackouts to ration supplies. But over the weekend, officials were struggling to cope with the other extreme. Torrential rains triggered deadly landslides, and some dams were brought offline.
At least five people are reported to have been killed in a mortar attack in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Local media say three women and a girl were among those killed by shelling near the town of Kanyabayonga in North Kivu province. An army spokesperson accused the M23 group of carrying out the attack. At the Euros, Scotland have narrowly kept their hopes alive of reaching the next stage of the competition with a 1-1 draw against Switzerland. Earlier, the hosts Germany guaranteed their place in the knockout rounds by beating Hungary 2-0. And that's the BBC News.